Tom will be a great asset for us, as well as Mark and Hannah. Tom taught wilderness survival for over a decade. Mark and Hannah were both in the military before they retired to run their own business. We have a great group with us. We'll move quickly, find the survivors, and be back in 4 days. Questions? I didn't have any questions, but I did notice Stacy omitted the part where we were going to be traveling past the downed section of the Orion that held the prison cell block. As of this moment, only half of our group knew the real reason we were headed for this particular escape craft when there were four others we could have gone to.
Do we know if the survivors on the escape ship are injured?
Hannah asked.
Have they been able to communicate with us at all?
Unfortunately not, Stacy answered. The Orion's communication ability is handicapped right now. It's something we're working on fixing.
So the survivors could all be dead or even moved on from the ship trying to find us? Mark asked.
That's a possibility, Stacy answered. We won't know until we get there.
Weapons are on short supply, but I managed to procure a few rifles and a blaster for our trip, Elon said, pulling a duffel bag forward from under his seat. He unzipped the bag, showing two dark gray pulse rifles and a heavy handheld blaster. In addition to Stacy's and my own blaster, we'll be able to arm half our party.
Elmo passed a rifle to me. I shook my head and motioned to our two military veterans. I think we'll be safer with our firepower in the hands of those trained to use them. I'm all thumbs these days.
I see your point, Elon said, handing the weapons over to the husband and wife team.
He gave the last blaster to Boss Creed. I don't know, Mark gave me an appreciative nod. I saw the way you handled yourself in the cafeteria when they were beating on that woman. You look like you can handle yourself. What was that? Some kind of karate or Krav Maga?
A mixture of a few different fighting styles, I said, moving the conversation along.
We should get started if we're going to put in a few kilometers before dark.
My thoughts exactly,
Stacy agreed. Plates, utensils, and cups were placed in a wash basin by the tent flaps as we exited into the heart of the noonday suns. Part of me wanted to ask Lou how the wondrously glorious heat felt radiating off his bald head, but I didn't want to get into another long conversation with the man about how magical the planet was. I shouldered my pack, which had to weigh a good 40 pounds. The straps fit on my shoulder comfortably for the time being. We'd revisit that conversation once I'd been hiking all day.
Food, water, knife, sleeping bag, and tent, Boss Creed said, walking beside me. I gave you the light one.
Always looking out for me, I said, thinking about how far Boss Creed and I had come. He went from a foreman I never talked to at a job I didn't love to someone I'd consider a friend and would look to when those harsh times became impossible. These thoughts were taken from my mind at the sound of heavy hammering. The wall around the open side of the Orion was coming along quickly. A third of all the survivors were working on it now. Sheets of metal 3 stories tall acted as a barrier to secure our meager spot of land on the alien planet. Heavy beams on the inside of the wall were secured and acted to anchor the structure to the ground. A catwalk was taking shape higher up along the inside of the wall for lookouts to pace back and forth. As far as I could tell, they were doing a heck of a job. Even my mechanic's eyes couldn't find any flaws in the way the wall was being built.
By the time we come back, they may even finish this thing, Tom said, joining us on the other side of Boss Creed. They're working like machines on that.
Fear can be one hell of a motivator, Boss Creed said, eyeing the man who was sweating profusely already. He said you were a wilderness survival expert.
Who, me? Tom asked. Oh, right. Yes. I worked in the civilian sector, providing guided walks and trips for the rich and famous. You know, teaching them how to pitch a tent, start a fire, live off the land, and all of that.
Right, Boss Creed said. Well, I'm glad to have you with us on this trip. There's no telling what we're going to run into out here.
Be safe, one of the workers on the wall called down to us.
Bring them back home, someone else said.